It's a fabulous job to have, though when I was turned down by the Air Force, I thought I'd never actually be a pilot. I had the right degree, I performed well in the psychological test, and my general fitness level was fine. But it was my eyesight that let me down. It just didn't meet the standards required for flying combat aircraft. Fortunately, though, I was accepted for training at a civilian flying school. To become a pilot, there's a huge amount to learn, from physics and meteorology to navigation and understanding aircraft systems. And even when you qualify, it's highly unlikely your first job will be as a regular pilot. You'll probably be a reserve pilot waiting on call at or near an airport, rather like passengers on standby, except that you'll have to be on the plane within 90 minutes to help fly it. There are normally two pilots on the flight deck, the captain and the first officer. Some older aircraft might also have a flight engineer, though as happened with radio operators and navigators several decades ago, they're being replaced by technology, in this case by computers. The working hours aren't bad, with around 14 days a month off, though for someone like me who's currently flying between Europe and South America, some of those are inevitably spent far from home. For international flights, you can be on duty up to 16 hours, of which 12 are the most you can spend continuously at the controls, whereas for domestic routes, the maximum is 8 hours without a break. Naturally, you particularly enjoy landing in certain places, some because you're arriving in warm, sunny weather in the southern hemisphere, when it's gloomy midwinter in the north, while at others, it's the great views you get from the flight deck window, especially in Switzerland, say. For some pilots, the downside is the testing that takes place twice a year throughout your career. And if you're not up to scratch, you're out of a job. It's as simple as that. And I don't have a problem with it. I know that, as in any profession, there's always room for improvement. So whenever I receive criticism, I try to learn from it, knowing that what is said is always meant constructively. In many ways, I'm fortunate to have this job. Few pilots are taken on by major airlines, and fewer still reach senior positions where they may earn $100,000 a year. Not long ago, this airline had 3,000 applications when they advertised 25 posts. They were all from qualified pilots. And even if you are taken on, job security is not great. Major airlines have been known to go out of business, and any ups or downs in the economic situation tend to have a disproportionate effect on the airline industry. Routes may be cut and aircraft orders cancelled. So, if you're thinking of a career as a pilot, choose your airline carefully, then stick with it.